irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. And if you've been here for over the 9 years, I salute you. I'm so grateful for all of you, because without you, there's no show. So I need you all to be here. Tonight, we have a great show. Now, here's the thing. Let's just like get into a conscious conversation of dreaming big, okay? And how really it's never too late to make the rest of your dreams come true. So tonight we have some amazing forces of energy. There's a full moon tonight, and it's like the Mother Earth has brought us some amazing women into Max and Friends studio here in LA Talk Radio. We have Sherry Salata and Nancy Hala. You're not on yet. I'm going to pull up your mics. 1, 2, 3. Hi.
Hi, Max.
Here we are. So listen, there's so much we have to cover. And I know time is an illusion, so we'll figure it all out in this moment we have.
Path.
I did. You know, we have to, because I think we're on this journey together to really consciously create our lives to be amazing.
That's right.
You know, to take our lives to the max. And we all have this opportunity to take lives to the max, which was the previous show. But how do we do it? And why do we wait so long to do it? So we're going to tackle some of those questions tonight here, Max and Friends. It's the holidays. I know that sounds bizarre, but it's here. They're here. What do you desire? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. Hashtag Max and Friends. And let me know what your dreams are, what your truth is. Why are you here? We have these shows often, and you can go to latalkradio.com/Max, and you can hear all the different guests I've had on giving their reasons why. But I want to know why you are, and why do you think you're here? And what are your dreams and your daydreams? So we're going to talk about that tonight. Let's play some holiday music. Yeah? Okay, so we're going to play right now. This is a good one. It's a remix, and I love remix because I think we all have the capability to remix our life at any point. So let's remix an old classic, and we'll bring it up right here now with Bing Crosby and Happy Holidays on Max and Friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays. May the calendar keep ringing Happy Holidays to you. Noise affects you like a squeaky violin. Take your cares down the stairs.
cares. Come to Holiday Inn.
Here we go.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was a little bit of Bing Crosby, Happy Holidays, the Beef Wellington remix. Speaking of Beef Wellington, well, I would love some Beef Wellington right about now. But let me tell you all, it's been fun. I'm in LA right now, and I had a great dinner last night. We went to Wolfgang's at Bel Air Hotel. And I was with Auntie Rolanda Watts was there, and Eva LaRue was there, and Nikki Haskell was there. And the reason why they were all there is because we're celebrating my friend Jessica, her new reality show with Yolanda Hadid, which comes out on Lifetime Television in January. 111, right? Yeah, 111. 111, make a wish. So 111, tune in to Lifetime Television, Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid, and you will see my girl Jessica and her daughter Brianna. And that's all I really know about the show, so you'll have to tune in to see what happens. But it's a good one, and we were celebrating, just celebrating. I love to celebrate, and that's why I said, you know what, we're all in L.A. together, let's celebrate. And let me tell you, the stories last night we had were a kiki, especially with Nikki Haskell. She tore it up and was just telling us about life and how she sucks every second out of life. And it was a perfect frequency that was happening last night, because it transitioned beautifully into today's show, into the full moon of... my guests, Nancy and Sherry, who their core belief is that it is never too late to make the rest of your dreams come true. They have a new podcast, which is called This Is 50. And we're going to find out what that means. And why 50? And do we have to wait to 50 for our lives to begin and our dreams to come true? And we were talking earlier before the show about old dreams. And it kind of like, my soul almost cried for a minute, because I'm like, old dreams, I get it, but it's like, do like everything you can. And I was like, what? And then it made me think about my old dreams and if I have any. And then one came up and I was like, oh, shoot, I do have an old dream that I have to like meet and like totally tango with. So let's talk about life and love and dreaming big and stories, because we all have one. So welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks, Max. Thanks,
welcome,
Max,
to the studio. So how did all of... First, let's talk about the genesis of your friendship, because I think that's how this all created itself naturally.
Yeah. Are we? Is it 27 years, Nance?
It's 27 years now. For a while, we were saying 26, but we have to remember to up the ante every year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's been almost 30.
Yeah, back in the day, which is 27 years ago, mm-hmm. I worked at an advertising agency with Nancy's ex-husband.
Okay.
So he and I were friends. And one day, he had the madcap... fantastic idea to just bring me home and surprise Nancy with me. I'd be sitting in her house. She's a newlywed. I'm in her house having cocktails and snacks at like 4 in the afternoon, and nothing that I was comfortable with. So, and in she walked, and you know, thank goodness, as I was like, oh, this is such a bad idea. I was so thrilled to see that she was one of those. She was my kind of girl. She was like, okay, let me grab a cocktail and get to know you.
She was your tribe.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
And then, so then this friendship, 27 years now, 27, mm-hmm. 28,
27.
So 27 years of friendship. You all have lived extraordinary lives. You've been all over the world. And then you kind of discovered life when? At 50?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Sherry and I have both led, as you say, extraordinary lives. Sherry had an amazing, high-powered career. I raised two kids. I had a career of my own. And it's not that, you know, we weren't living life. Mm-hmm. We certainly were. But interestingly, we both had a moment of reckoning and realization in our 50s here in Los Angeles. And there's something about Los Angeles, right, mm-hmm. Sherry?
Yeah.
Because we are Midwestern girls at heart,
okay.
Sherry and I. Chicago, Cleveland, right. We're from the Midwest. And there's something about being in LA, we call it the land of dreamy dreams, because there just seems to be in the air people saying yes to all these ideas.
Mm.
And there was something about that vibrationally for us, and we looked at each other one day and said, you know what, if not now, when? Let's make our big dream come true.
And so, what was that big dream?
Well, the big dream, I think, was to lead one life, to run our own companies, mm-hmm. and to do our own thing, mm-hmm. and kind of look at all the buckets and the pillars of our life lives and say, okay, have you done everything you want to do? I haven't.
Right.
And we both said, no, let's get it down on paper and let's make that our work.
Your work. And then story.com was birthed.
Story.co.
.co.
Yes.
Story.co is our digital platform, right? Story is our media company. But really, it was exactly what Sherry's talking about. It was like creating a framework for ourselves where we could really look at our lives and say, okay, we want to be firing on all cylinders. I'm 53. Sherry's 58. We are in our 50s, and we don't want to say, it's time to wind down. Well, you had your shot. You know, maybe you didn't have the career that you wanted. Maybe you didn't have the family that you wanted or whatever. No, we say we're right in the midway point. We think we're living till we're past 100, I say, Cher, right?
So we're calling it the middle of life.
We're calling it, yeah. And so we're not calling it midlife because that sounds sad. We're calling it the middle of life, and we're saying right now is the time to make the rest of your dreams come true, and it's a ramping up and not a winding down.
Okay, so here's the question, because a lot of our listeners tune in all the time. We always talk about dreams and dreaming big and our dreams and what they mean. But when people have challenges in life and their dreams, like we said, old dreams, or they shelf their dreams, what's the encouragement you tell people? Like, listen, your dream is never too old to actually make happen. How do you, like, make it happen?
How do you bridge that from where you feel like kind of hopeless and it can't be done? Well, it's baby steps.
Yeah.
You know, basically baby steps. And it's starting to focus like the way we do it. Mm-hmm. And as we create our own individual recipes, we just say, you know, for me, I need to meditate twice a day and I need to make sure my health and wellness is really robust. So I need to make sure that I'm working out. I need to make sure that what's my eating plan? Like, when do I feel really great? All those things kind of add up to your frequency, your vibration, your frequency. And then, you know, the better you start to feel, the better you start to feel. Then all of a sudden things start feeling possible. Then you say, okay, what else? What else? Mm-hmm. What else do I want out of life? What else do I want to accomplish? What other happy things do I want to experience?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I also think that so many people are told not to dream. And they're also told, like, listen, this is where you are.
That's just a dream.
It is a dream, right? You know, that's what you were talking about, L.A. It's like, I love the quote from Pretty Woman, right? Everybody comes to Hollywood has a dream. What's your dream? Right? So that's the thing. What is your dream, listeners? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know your dreams. Because tonight we're going to talk about This Is 50. And I think, you know, I'm 38. But for me, I'm like, this is 38. And I want to, like, dream always and, like, never stop dreaming. And Max and Friends, you know, this show has been a part of that. And also just having guests on that tell me their dreams. And when I feel their dreams are their authenticity and their authentic self, there's, like, I could, like, literally cry because I'm like, you're doing what your soul wants to do. You feel it. So, all right. Health and wellness, spirituality and happiness, friends and family, romance and sex. This is all part of your podcast.
Yes.
That's right.
So how do people tune into your podcast?
Okay, so the name of our podcast is This Is 50 with Sherry and Nancy. Mm-hmm. And so you tell them, Sherry.
Oh, well, it's on iTunes and Stitcher and all the podcast platforms.
But also our website, story.co. If you click on podcasts, all of our podcasts are there, and all of our really nicely designed album covers, too. You could take a look at those. I'm very proud of those. I do those myself.
Nancy designs the album covers. So
the album.
And I love them.
But listen, we just let it all hang out. I mean, we're not setting ourselves up as experts. You know, I produced every expert there ever was on the planet. Mm-hmm. I have gleaned all their knowings. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in my life, in the last 18 months, I've had a minute to kind of integrate that into my life to decide what resonates with me, what feels right. So Nance and I, we just sit down and we have conversations like great friends do about what else do you want and what's working for you and how are you getting it. We just we just had an episode last week. We talked about a friend took me to a great dinner where we ended up talking to the dead. Mm. And Nancy got her medical marijuana card.
Yes, I did.
See, if you come to Colorado, you don't need one.
For medical reasons. But, you know, we talk about everything. We talk about everything. But mostly what we do is we unpack the different areas of what we call our lifescape. Mm. You know, looking at your life as like a landscape and and kind of oozing and flowing your attention across the areas that...
Oozing is a good word.
You know, it is a good word.
You know, and the landscape, when I hear you say that, literally I picture like a paint by numbers.
Yep.
You remember? Like those big paint by numbers. And what are we painting our lives with? So when was it that you woke up and you said, you know what, like I'm ready to dream big and to actually make my dream. I'll ask you, Nancy, what was it for you, that moment? Do you remember that moment where you're like, I'm doing this now for me?
You know, here's the truth. I've kind of always been a gamer and a dreamer, and Sherry can attest to this, because the nice thing about having a friend for 27 years is they have had a front row seat to all of your ups and downs and your
ins
personality. And so I know Sherry backwards and forwards, and she knows me the same way, and she likes to call me a gamer, and that's true. But there was a moment, and it was right when we formed our company and decided to join hands and jump off the cliff together and try to make this dream come true, where it just felt like, this is, if not now, when?
When?
You know, when am I going to write the way I want to write? When am I going to speak the way I want to speak to the people I want to speak to? When am I going to create in my own sort of timeline, in my own time frame, you know, without agendas and without deadlines? And it's more about, let's just get together and create this. And there is a really interesting unfolding when that happens. Mm-hmm. So our podcast definitely... And you'll agree to this, I think, Cher. It's a labor of love, isn't it?
It is, totally.
Don't we love it?
Yeah,
it surprises me so much.
Same. And it just gets better and better. And
how many shows have you had now?
We're almost at 20.
Yep.
So it's fun.
Yeah, it's real fun.
It's fun.
Super fun.
Like with this show, you know, they're fun because for me, I think the fun part too is the interaction with people.
Yes.
And when they write back to you and they're like, oh, for instance, we all have a friend of ours, Gordana Biernat.
Yeah.
I have so many people with her book, hashtag know the truth. You all know it by now. We did a giveaway. But, you know, like when they tune into Gordana and then they tweet how listening to a show has literally given them the power to own their dream and to do their dream. I'm like, I've done my work.
Yes. Gordana's been on our show as well. And she's a really dear friend of mine. And she and I do little Skype friendship calls on Saturday mornings. But she is that know the truth is something.
It is. Hashtag know the truth. And I think when you know the truth, dreaming big is an easy thing because you know your truth. So
That's
you know
right.
how big your dreams can be.
That's right.
Right? Okay. So 20 shows, you said?
Yeah.
20 shows. Do you plan the shows? Do you just freestyle the shows? Do you produce the shows? How do you birth the shows?
Well, it's an amalgamation of all those things.
Right.
I think at the very beating heart of the show is really our conversation with each other. And the feedback that we get, because we do get our reviews that we love to read, is that people feel like they're pulling up a chair and listening to two really great friends talk.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in the room with us. And I think that's sort of the charm and the interesting part of the show. But then we also have shows planned because we have been able to book some really interesting guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I heard one of your shows where you were like driving to a wellness center.
Yeah, people love that one.
Well, you know why? Because I think anytime when you're like actually like in that moment of going to do something, and you're like in the car on the way there, it's like, oh shit, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next?
That's right. We were on the way to see my osteopath, Dr. Rachel West. But that's the thing. The thing is, don't ever do this unless you're willing to like give it up a little bit. Because when we get feedback, I always say to Nancy, what am I saying? When people tell me how brave I am,
I know.
It's like, that's you're so worst. Brave.
I think that is the worst. That's very triggering for me now. I know, you're so brave. I'm like, oh my God, am I? But the truth is, Sherry and I really are. We are giving it up and unpacking some things and talking about stuff without any fear or shame.
Yeah.
Which I say good for us.
Good for us.
I say good for you because the reality is, fear is just false evidence appearing real. You know, it's like, why are we scared to do the things we love? Why are we scared to live our dream? So why do you think we are scared to, well, not we, but people in general are scared to live their dreams?
I don't know that we're scared to live our dreams. There's a couple things that are going on there. Number one is that as you head down life's road, you start to, your suitcases get loaded up with some humiliations and disappointments and things didn't turn out like. Now, the truth is you're creating all of it, but when you haven't connected to that, it's kind of your belief system starts to become that, well, maybe you can have this, but you're never going to have that. And maybe you can, you won't take the the praise or the credit mm-hmm. or the and see the glory of the things you have created. Instead, it's kind of like, yeah, that's never going to work.
The unconscious creation.
Yeah, so you get a little burdened. You get a little burdened when you're not staying on top of what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like saying, like, why am I in a mood? Why do I feel bad? What am I saying? What is the story that I'm telling myself? Mm-hmm. Am I telling myself the most uplifting, the dreamiest story? Or I'm telling myself, am I the most horrible voice in the world against my own self? Right.
Did you bite the apple or not before you fell asleep?
But I think that's a great point. I want to repeat that because I love that. The stories, and this is one of our mantras, the stories we tell ourselves are what make our dreams come true.
They are.
And, you know, I think that that might be the barrier for most people about achieving their dreams is they're letting that sort of unconscious, you know, voice in their head on that circular, criticism, self-doubt, fear, anxiety, whatever. And it really is about recrafting that story. And I think of all the things that Sherry and I have...
Recrafting the story.
Of all the things that Sherry and I have uncovered together, because this is our journey too. And like she said, we are not experts. We are seekers, totally. But one of the things we realize for ourselves and each other is that story is everything.
Yeah.
It's the most important thing.
Mm. Is it page by page, chapter by chapter? How do we formulate our story?
Thoughts. What are your thoughts? Yeah. What are you saying? What are your thoughts? And you can have, for 90% of people, the harshest, most horrid, brutalizing voice is your own about yourself. And it's just on a loop, on a tape. You're not enough of this. You're not enough of that.
Patterns.
And until, those habits, they're neuro pathways now.
Pathology.
So until you start paying attention to that and saying, nope, not going there. Here's what I'm...
So just cancel, right? Cancel that thought.
Put my mind on something else, my focus on something else. Meditate.
So I'm a big meditator.
Are you?
Yes, and there's a great app.
What do you do?
Sattva app.
Oh.
And it tracks your meditation. So when you're there, you know, before you go into it, and then it's like fun. And it's like...
Cool.
I love getting addicted to meditation because puts me in such
addiction.
A place
that really
my soul is such at peace and joy when I'm able... I have this big, like, sofa, this Barcelona sofa, right? And it's perfect, the depth of it.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason why I say the name of the sofa is because this is like the perfect sofa to meditate. And I like literally I sit there and I like have all this space around me. And I go into that trance of just like really exploring what is it that I desire. And what is it? And it turns into conscious meditation almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of really, it's just one of my favorite things. And what I love about meditation too is that it's the exploration. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing is I'm building this path that is going to bring me to ultimately fulfilling my dreams.
Right.
And, you know, I say here often, look in the mirror and say, I love you to yourself. Because so many people look in the mirror, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm this. I hear it with my sister, I hear it with my friends. And I'm like, you all don't even know what you're doing every time you
That's
say
a story.
That.
It's a story.
Yeah. It's a story. So, story.
Yes.
.co.
Yes.
Story.co.
Story. I when I'm reading it, it's a woman led company. You're gatherers, right? I think with story, you're looking, you're seeking, and right now, what are you seeking for story.co?
Well, one of the things that Sherry and I have been seeking since the very beginning is stories that feel authentic to us and feel filled with joy. You know, we were just talking to someone who said to us, "Joy is happiness without a reason." I love that.
Unspeakable
right?
joy.
It's like that, and that actually occurred to us very early on. We were starting our company, thinking, what kind of company do we want?
Mm.
You know, we are the boss of ourselves now, which is a delicious idea. So what do we want to do? We want to be happy. We want to do work we love with people we love, and on projects that are important to us and that we love. So we have both been storytellers from the get go. I mean, that's really how our friendship was formed. Mm. We would sit with each other, pour ourselves a glass of Chard, and unpack the story. My favorite thing to say to Sherry is, okay, tell me that whole story again, because I want to hear it twice, because I love when she tells stories. I love every yummy detail, and she feels the same way. So we're storytellers with each other, and we thought, wouldn't it be amazing to have a company where our primary purpose was to figure out ways to tell great stories across a bunch of different platforms? Mm-hmm. So our digital platform, our fabulous podcast that we're both enjoying so much, mm-hmm. and the conversation and the storytelling there, and our various projects that we've got in the works. And it's just...
Are you seeking content? Because I feel like there's something...
We're not totally seeking content yet. So right now what we're doing is we're publishing.
Okay.
So we're publishing content on the platform. We publish stories. And you can... And once a month we put out a newsletter so that you can sign up for it, story.co. And
a really fun newsletter.
It is a good newsletter.
It is.
It's some of our best stories. And then we...
Can I just interrupt you?
Yes.
Watching you two, there is, like, the joy that you two, that you share between each other is actually beautiful to see.
Aww.
Like, you look at you, the smiling is so radiating in here. There's such a beautiful energy. And that's a friendship. You know, when friends... And I was out last night, and when you hear friends, someone, not at our table, but at another table, this lady got up, and the friends were just attacking her. And I'm like, how are you, like, able to call your friends? You two are, like, the ultimate of what friends are. Watching you interact is such... I'm, like, so filled with joy right now.
Oh,
so
well, Nancy's one of my favorite people on the planet. I can listen to her talk forever.
Back at you. We're each other's ride or die.
Yeah, for sure.
What is the best adventure you two have been on so far together?
Well, you know what? That's a really good question, and I think that we need to plan a really big, huge adventure.
Well, I will tell you what it is. We care.
Okay, I know. I was going to say we care, too, but the minute he said that, I thought we need to have
We need to up our ante.
We need to go scale them out.
You need to dream bigger.
We need to go scale them out or dream bigger. But yeah, we care for sure because it was an internal adventure.
An internal detox, a week-long fast.
A spiritual retreat.
Yes, it was great.
So
it was
tears,
great.
Joy,
so I've done
laughter.
That three times. So no. So it's like it was fun for me watching
Chardonnay.
Nancy do it the first time. No Chardonnay.
No, no,
sir.
No, nothing.
No, sir.
No, no. Green juice and tea.
Okay.
Well, and this is quite an adventure. Us becoming content creators and doing it for ourselves has been a really great adventure. And it just continues to unfold in the most interesting way, Max.
It does. You know, Alan Watts always says that life unfolds naturally like a flower. You can never force a flower to bloom. It will die.
I mean, it's the craziest thing. This, you know, I come from TV. Mm-hmm. TV. I was a little snobby about the podcast world. I was like, podcast? Who does that? Who listens to those? Now I see it. Honestly, I see it as this is the new day.
It is.
This is the thing. This is these audiences are engaged.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, and there's no fluffery. I mean, you know, I used to produce things within an inch of their lives. This is like keep the mistakes in, you know,
everything.
It's the wild, wild west. Just rough it up and then up it goes. And I find then when we get responses from listeners. You know, we just got something from a 22-year-old gay man in South Africa. And he's saying this. I don't know why I like you, but I do.
Yeah, you're my new wine-drinking friends in my own head.
Yes.
And I mean, that comment made my day.
I'll tell you why, because I'm witnessing it. There's joy present. No, really. It's like you feel good to be around. I just met you both, right?
Thanks.
Max.
And like, I'm like,
that's
you
nice.
Feel like you can feel the joy.
That's nice.
What is it that brings you joy?
Dreaming
and what
big.
Brings you joy?
Dreaming and jumping off cliffs. I like being a gamer. I do.
You are.
That uplifts me. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, once when, you know, here's the truth. I was producing dreams for people for many, many, many years and got very good at it and led teams that produced dreams for other people. This feels like now...
But who was producing
your dream? I'm in the... Right. That's the point. And the truth is, I could have been producing all my dreams at the same time, but everything that's about me went on the back burner. And so now... And that's a great lesson, whether you're 20, 30, 40, or 50. But 50, it's like, if not now, when, sister?
That's right. That's right.
So I,
brother.
You know, I, go,
right,
I go back. I go back to college. I have tons of... sorority sisters. I went to the University of Iowa, and we gather frequently. And you know, the good news is that most of them continue to make a decision like, "Hey, I want to be vibrant and sexy, and I still have things to do, and I still have dreams to do." But we all know people. Mm-hmm. All of us know people who are kind of in the stretch pants with the sensible hairdo waiting for the call to watch grandkids. And that's another choice. I mean, right. Talk about like just, you know, waiting for the sands to run out of the hourglass. It's like, I want a lover. You know, I want great romantic love.
I can't believe you said love.
I can't believe it.
I'm glad you said it.
See, all of your shame is falling away, man.
I'm glad you said it.
All of it is.
I know.
I am too.
I mean, I want all that. I want it all.
You know what's beautiful about the word lover? Because I say that often. You know, and I grew up.
I've never said it out loud.
I love it.
In front of a man I've just met.
I've never said it either.
I love it. Shocking. And here's why lover is important. Yeah. Because when we say boyfriend or husband or man friend or girlfriend, it's just so
clunky.
It is. It's like a bad pair of shoes hurt. But when you say lover,
I know.
Bring in passion. You bring in sensuality.
It's like frosting. It's delicious.
It is delicious.
I'm going to start saying that. Lover, 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 lover.
I'm glad you said it. But you know, when I used to say, like, you met my lover. Nancy.
I don't know if I'm 100% on board with that
Dial
decision.
It down.
Say lover. You met my lover.
In,
when I call him my lover,
I know.
Think,
I'm
like,
going to say, Dad, here's my lover.
There you go.
You are absolutely.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to call you on that.
Right? Check in on the next podcast to see if she said.
That's right.
Dan Have you Salada found your lover? Will look at you like
he'll say, "Oh."
But are you in search for a lover?
Search is not the right word, Max. Okay. What I am is I'm in the process of magnetizing
a lover.
The lover to me, yes.
He's already there.
The divine feminine.
Listen, the reality of lover,
yes,
is that they already exist.
Yes.
You know what you're looking for is looking for you.
That's right.
Right. So that love was out there. Now that you said it, right? You're going to have to
here's
tweet.
Here's how I like to craft this. If I may interject.
And all this hilarity.
What we were saying before we came here tonight, Max, was we are attracting the soulmate men of our dreams, which I think is a more lyrical way to say it.
You know, lover.
Yeah, no, lover. I love lover. Lover is so hot.
Yeah. We are attracting our soulmate men. We absolutely are. And we're enjoying the journey, and we're not worried about the outcome.
No, listen, lover is like, you can go as, that's like destination lover. You know, it's like how Stella got her groove back.
That's right.
Right? But one thing that we were talking about, joy, one thing that brings me joy is music. And one person that brings me so much joy is Ash Ruiz. You all know Ash from Menudo. He's one of my best friends in the whole world. We met in Boulder, Colorado, and literally, we are soul friends, and he wrote a song called Most Beautiful Light, and I want to share it here on Now Max and Friends because it's something that brings me joy. We're going to catch a breath. We're going to talk about lovers, and right now, just listen to Most Beautiful Light from Ash Ruiz. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
Inside you. light that I see. Baby, you're the one.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That's my soul friend, Ash Ruiz. I love Ash. Ash, thank you so much for gracing us with that most beautiful light. We need that right now during the holidays. We also need health and wellness during the holidays because, you know, they say with the new year, there's the new you. So we're going to talk about that with Sherry and Nancy. But let's take a call because I have actually someone we were talking about dreaming big and how people see their dreams in their mind. And then how they create it with their hands and how their dreams have become reality. Mm. So let's talk to the caller. Let's get them on the line. And we'll talk to this caller and talk about how her dreams became her reality. Stand by, my lover.
Oh, no.
That's the best. Hey, hello.
Hello. Hi, Max.
Hi, is this Gordana?
Yes, it is. Hi, Sherry. Hi,
oh
Nancy.
My gosh, hi, Gordana.
Gordana. Hi, yes. Gordana.
Oh, I love you. You have so much fun. I want to be there.
You're here now. You know, here's the thing. I love to give. Gordana knows that. And I'm thinking, what can I give the two of you for the holidays? So, I bought
this
a little
interest,
but I'm like, here's Gordana. You know, it's like 5:30
in the
morning for her.
Gordana, hearing your voice is like a blessing.
Oh, I love you. It's so fun to listen to you. I love how brave you are. You are pushing the boundaries here. I can hear that.
Good, Gordana. I know. I'm a little, Nancy's looking at me like, you are really pushing the boundaries here.
There's a full moon, Gordana.
Yes, it is. I was actually outside and looking at the full moon today. It was, oh, it's beautiful here. Where I looked at it, it was like a searchlight. It's really beautiful. So it is kind of pushing us to let out the inner voice.
That's right.
Let out the inner voice. Well, you know, I had to have your voice here tonight because, you know, I adore you, Gordana.
Oh, I adore you too. You
now,
know that.
You know, we're talking about dreams and dreaming big and how, you know, you saw your book. You had your book. It was a dream that you were doing. You were living. You were exploring. And then this book became your reality. So this is 50. It became
yes,
a reality.
Yes, it is. It was like an inner voice wanting to manifest itself. And you know, Sherry, because you've been a part of that dream. You've seen it. I gave birth to it, manifested it through me. So it's so important to daydream. It's so important to tell yourself the right story. And I love the way you are doing this now.
I know. And Gordana, and as I've told you off air, you know, Nance and I are, we think 2018 is going to be the year where it all really gets integrated and comes together. It's, you know, 2017 has been like trying things on and playing with vibration and frequency. And, you know, Nance has been in Bumble and, you know, we've done a lot of different experimentation and really kind of practicing. And we really both feel like just across the whole landscape of our lives, our whole lifescape, that 2018 is just going to be beyond fabulous.
It is. I can feel it with you because, as you said, you are probing, you're trying, you're playing with the frequencies. And when you do that, this is what I love about you too, because you are truly pushing the boundaries and the belief systems. And it's all about pushing age, sensuality, body. You're trying out the new you and the daydreams about that. And I love to listen to it. That's why I love your podcast so much, because it makes me feel that I'm a part of that, because I want to be a part of that.
You
so I think it's really important to push the boundaries the way you're doing, specifically when it comes to age and sensuality, for instance. This is so important.
Gordana, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I'm so excited. Sherry and I are building our own love altars.
We are pushing our
love and romance boundary. We're building love altars. We talked to Ariel Ford, and she told us about love altars, and we're each creating one.
Oh, that's so cool, because that's where you're allowing that frequency into this reality through you.
Yes.
It's so cool. I love that.
Gordana,
what a
let me
beautiful
ask you a quick
idea.
Question, Gordana. What boundaries are you pushing for yourself in 2018?
I'm going to be a daredevil. That's what I'm doing. I really want to feel that I am fearless in everything I do, and that I allow that inner voice to be as fearless as it is in my head when it comes out of my mouth. That's what I'm pushing those boundaries. I want to speak up even more than I've done. I would love to talk about masculine and feminine principles and how they interplay in this reality. So that's what I'm pushing now.
Oh, that's good, Gordana. Mm-hmm. We're behind you. We support you.
Yay!
You know, and it's so funny because we were talking about you before we came into the studio tonight. We're all like, we wish Gordana was here.
And here you are.
Oh, my gosh. What a treat.
Isn't that a good
Thanks,
one?
Thanks, Max.
All right, Gordana, I know it's like 5:30 in the morning for you, and this is like your sleeping time because you and I are, we love the nightlife. So
yes, we do. Yes.
So I adore you for being here. And thank you for making this happen tonight for Sherry and for Nancy.
Yay.
Thank you so much for having me. It was beautiful to meet you all three.
I know. And what's going to be beautiful, I already know for a fact that you're going to be here too. And all four of us will be here with Gordana. That's going to be
great. Yes.
That'd be great.
Yes.
We're
gonna, I would love that.
Mic. Look, there's her mic.
There she is.
I'm going to write it. Listen, because, you know, I'm going to write a little sticky note. I'm going to put your name under that mic, and you all watch and see how that happens. All right?
Yay.
So, Gordana, I adore you. Tell me.
I just wanted to say that would be a dream come true for me, really a dream come true, to sit with you and talk in real life.
Now, Gordana, you know I've already said that I'm hosting your L.A., your Colorado, your Florida, and your New York book signing.
So I'm there.
Get a
I'm
ticket
there.
Already.
Oh, thank you.
And you can stay everywhere. You know your family. So any you
yeah, I know. I know. I love you.
I love you. We have like a couple more minutes, so we're going to talk about health and wellness. But I love you for being part of the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, have a beautiful morning. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Gordana.
Thanks, yes. Gordana.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was your surprise.
Oh my God,
my
love
goodness.
That's great.
Right, but pushing boundaries is good. It's good.
Yeah.
But now, how do we push that health boundary? Like, what have you discovered in this new discovery of health and wellness? Like, what are you changing? What are you not changing? Eliminating?
Well, let me tell you, that was the first pillar that we tackled. So when Sherry and I started our company, mm-hmm. we said to each other, here's the truth. We need to be in the best shape of our lives because we are building an empire. We are forging this path. We're climbing the mountain.
It.
You know, you need stamina. You need, mm-hmm. and you also need that joy and that happiness and that vibrancy. You know, you want to be singing on through every cell of your body. So that means we wanted to get in the great shape of our lives. Mm-hmm. We wanted to start really looking at our health really critically and figuring out, and this is important, and Sherry said it earlier, I just want to say it again, mm-hmm. finding your own recipe, right, Sherry?
Yeah.
Because Sherry for sure has read like every self-help and every book. I mean, she really has. She's mm-hmm. like a student of that. She truly is a wisdom seeker. And the truth is, it's not about somebody else's prescriptive method. It's about your own recipe.
Right.
What works for you?
What can you take of, you know, I have always, I've struggled with weight for years and years and years. And especially as a TV producer, all we did, like, I feel like on, you know, you'd have a big, fat, gooey Italian beef sandwich at your desk with, you know, 50,000 gallons of Diet Coke and coffee. And so what we did 18 months ago, we said, okay, you're going to come up with your recipe. I'm going to come up with my recipe.
Yep.
But the one thing, here's what I know. Taking somebody else's plan and system and just putting it on yourself, it'll work. Everything does. You'll lose 20, 30, 40 pounds every time.
And then?
And then you're going to go back to your plan and recipe,
right.
which will not sustain the weight loss. So... Right. So I would say what we did is we both knew we wanted to be mostly plant-based.
Okay.
And we both knew that we were interested in the idea of detoxing and cleansing. Mm. And for me specifically, because I'd been on so many diets, I never wanted to, I don't want to do the deprivation dance. I don't want. I don't want to make. It's not going to be that for me ever again. That's a bad thing. That ends in no good for me. If I know, it's like choosing what brings you joy and what makes your body feel good, and whether that's a big gigantic salad. Starting to tell that story for yourself is actually an interesting thing. So that, you know, finding out the workouts that work for you.
Well, the workout thing was a huge component because, you know, I always wanted to be that girl who was the athlete. You know, who played tennis or who ran or, you know, went for the 6 a.m. swim.
You were the smarty pants.
I was the smarty. I was.
And now you want to like rock climb and jump out of planes.
Now I want that. I want that physique as I'm 53. And here's what I know. I'm not going to age well. And none of us are going to age well without some form of exercise. I mean, this is not going to happen.
You know, there's basic, simple truths.
Right.
That is an immovable truth.
Know that truth.
Know that truth. Like, hashtag, just move.
Yes.
Hashtag know the truth.
Know the truth. But what Sherry said is true. You can't put somebody else's system and approach and put it on you. Like, I'm not going to be running marathons. I have great friends who run marathons into their 50s. They love it. That would not be my answer.
Right.
So we each had to find our own workout that really, really...
So what are you doing?
Oh, I mean, I could talk about this for a whole other show. my jam right now is Orange Theory Fitness.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I am all about it. I'm all about... I love it so much.
Get in that orange zone.
Get in that red zone.
Ooh.
And for me to even say that, though, Max, let me tell you, that is a revelation.
It is.
Because I was like, I don't want to. That was my thing. I mean, really. And this is, to me, one of the greatest things that I uncovered about myself this last year is that I actually am an athlete.
And how many times a week are you going?
I go 3 to 4 times
a week. But now let me ask you the question. Good. How many times did you tell yourself you weren't the athlete?
Oh, how about for 52 years?
There you go.
Yeah. So that's a huge change.
Change.
That's a huge new story for you.
So how did you change the story?
Well, I have to say, Sherry is a great motivator. Because Sherry is up at the crack of dawn. And, when she decides she's going to do something, she really is absolutely very disciplined about it. Way more than me. And so we were building this thing together, and we were accountable to each other. And I was very inspired by you, Sher. I was.
Thanks,
And you were doing
420.
It.
420. Alarm's going off.
And we would say
off
to each other, we're doing it.
We're doing it. We're doing it. Well, for a year, Nancy moved into my house.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's
when we launched our company. She moved in, and we were like, okay.
The energy in that house was
oh, my.
The
from
top.
Dawn till dusk, man. You're working out. Nancy is an excellent cook. So she'd be like roasting vegetables and making juices. And I mean, it was kind of like, it was a super launch of this philosophy that we've come to embrace. And now Nancy lives in West Hollywood. I live in the other part of town. And we gather for our recordings and things like that. But that kind of kinship, that sisterhood is resonant still about, all right, let's talk about our pillars. How are you doing? What's next
Describe
for you?
Describe a pillar for people who are listening. They're like, what are these pillars?
Well, so we have a dream quest. We launched our dream quest, and in the dream quest, there are these pillars. So our pillars are health and wellness, spirituality and happiness, friends and family, romance and sex, creativity and innovation, and then our newest one, adventure and discovery. So these, when we looked at our lifescape, right, as Sherry was talking about, we said, what are the areas of our lives that we really want to focus on and illuminate? And so when we started unpacking this, like what does this dream quest mean for us? You know, we realized that there were really these areas of focus. These, we call them pillars. Mm-hmm. They kind of hold up.
Your mantras.
They are our mantras. They are our guideposts. They're the areas that we want to focus on and light
up. Right. They're like the elements of focus.
Yeah.
So what kind of light, you know how you can walk through life unconsciously or you can walk through life consciously. And what are some tools that you can give yourself to stay conscious? Like meditating. Mm-hmm. So both Nance and I are TM meditators. So that's twice a day.
Keith is TM meditator.
You know, twice a day. Yeah. So that helps you stay conscious and focused. And, you know, that the fact that you can, you know, look on your computer or look on in your notebook and see your pillars and see how you're doing just kind of keeps you on track.
That's right.
Treasure map.
And here's the beauty too. If the train falls off the track, pick it up.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Just pick it up. But you know, and also meditation, I know when we talk about it, and we have to actually wrap this up, but if you're tuning in, you're like, meditation, it's really simple. Just find out what works for you. You know, you don't have to go to all these meditations and gurus and ashrams and everything. If that doesn't work for you, that's not for you. So just trust yourself to meditate. And there's some great
ones online.
Listen
to your breath.
Listen to your breath. But some people are so scared of their breath, they can't even listen to it.
Really?
Yes. Right. Oh, girl, I have 9 years of doing this show. You should hear the people we have who are...
Well, then use an app. Then use an app and be guided.
Yeah. Well, the app is fun just because... It gives you the structure.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just like, now it's fun.
Yes.
But when I first started, I was like, oh, it's great. And then also finding different meditations and different ways to meditate, yes, I think was a great experience for me. Another great experience for me is this show tonight. So
yeah, it was fun.
Same
I have
here.
To thank you for both being present and
thanks, Max.
Like, creating this magic. And I hope you all enjoyed it. It was a wonderful show because we just talked about whatever was on our heart.
Good.
About lovers. I love that you said lover because that's what I say about mine. And if there's back shows, I'm going to get. Dina, can we get all the times I said lover on this show, my lover? And I want to just do a loop of it all because you know how I love it.
Oh, let me just say that a million times.
Yeah, okay. Just say it a million times. That's how I manifested mine.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Manifested.
Manifest. Manifested.
Manifested it.
That's right.
Manifest lover. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks,
darling.
Max.
Happy holidays. Thank you all. I'm going to leave you with a song from one of my... Listen, I just call everyone my best friend because they are. I mean, Sharon Gitao is, she plays and such a huge role in my life, and I love Sharon. And so for me, the ultimate gift is to give you, again, another song from one person that I really love, and that's Sharon. The song is called Lead Me to the Water. And I just want you all to know before we go tonight that wherever you're led to, trust yourself, listen to your voice, and really look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm here to have fun. And just celebrate every single moment. Because when we don't celebrate, we sulk. You know? It's like, enough with the sulking and start celebrating. Right? I'm all about celebrating. I'm going to celebrate the after show now because I've got to wrap this up. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Tweet me, at Max Tucci. And please go and listen to this. When is the podcast air?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday it's published.
Every Tuesday it's published.
This is 50 with Sherry and Nancy.
This is 50 with Sherry and Story.co.
Yes.
I love you all for listening. Right now, Lead Me to the Water on Max and Friends. Good night and good karma. How do I play this? Oh, here. Good night, everyone. Sorry, y'all. The song didn't work. I thought we were playing it, but Lead Me to the Water. You're finding another show. I don't know what happened, but you know what? Where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. Good night.